این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
February 1st, 1979. Mehrabad Airport, Tehran, Iran. The return of Imam Khomeini to Tehran after 15 years in exile. Imam Khomeini's historic speech outlining the state of affairs of the course of the revolution. Audience, millions of people. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, I would like to express my gratitude to the various strata of the nation for their devotion. The devotion of the Iranian nation is a heavy burden upon my shoulders for which I cannot compensate. I also would like to thank the clergy for their self-sacrificing devotion and endurance in facing all the difficulties during the past course of events. I also would like to thank the university students who have undergone hardships, the merchants and traders who have been subjected to inconveniences, the young people of the bazaar and universities and science schools who have shed their blood in these affairs, the university professors, the justice ministry, its judges and lawyers, all the classes of the people, the employees, the workers, the farmers, and all the ranks of the nation. You have gained victory through your exceptional efforts in unity of expression.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, and we are trying to present some of the sayings of the late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayh, on the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Islamic Republic, in 22nd of Bahman. Imam rahmatullahi alayh says, 22nd of Bahman marks the beginning of the Iranian nation's victory over the arrogant and looters. 22nd of Bahman marks the beginning of the dismantling of the taghut, an oppressive system, and marks the beginning of God's ruling over the world. The 22nd of Bahman marks the beginning of the raising of the flag of Islamic justice and the awakening of the oppressed over the country. And the great nation of Iran, and blessings to all Muslims, and oppressed and deprived. Well, dear brothers and sisters, you see in these sayings of Imam Rahmatullah Alayh, he looks at the Islamic Revolution as something universal which belongs to all the Muslims and all the humanity. He says that this revolution is not only for Iranian. I mean, though he mentions the nation, he says the blessings will be for the whole humanity. It has actually deep meaning in it that Imam Rahmatullah Alayh, that the late Imam Khomeini, knows this revolution not only for the Iranian.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi salli ala
This revolution is not only for Iranians. All the oppressed systems are going to be affected by this revolution, and all the deprived and all the oppressed nations will be benefited from the blessings of this revolution. Undoubtedly, the victory of the Islamic Revolution, in addition to the factor of leadership that actually plays an essential role and unique characteristics of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, it has some other factors. That is the angle of people and the angle of religion and beliefs. So if we want to look at this revolution, we can say that it has three angles, that one of which is the people. The people were those who helped the leadership to reach to the goals, to achieve the goals.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha